Hey, Hamish, how are you?
Doing well, yourself?
Good, can't complain. My name's Matt, by the way. I don't know if you caught that or not, but Tara told me to hop on this call here, see what I can do for you in terms of, you know, helping you with our services and obviously, you know, getting you leads off of Google. So we just started this Roof King Pros, huh? Like in January, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, January is when it was registered. March 1st was my first official day of business where I was solely working for Roof King. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm looking at your website right now. Is that you on the roof right there, the picture in the background, or is that just like a stock photo, that orange?
It's probably not my site because I don't have any photos on my site, I don't think. You might be on the wrong website. Does it say Rufalco on what you're on right now?
I said roofkingpros.com. Did I have the wrong website?
Okay, yeah, that's definitely it. Oh, yeah, that's just a stock photo. Okay, I see. I was going to say,
okay, all right. Yeah, I was like, okay, maybe that's him. You know.
No.
That guy looks more like a Thomas, not a Hamish. Yeah. What's that?
I said, that guy looks more like a Thomas, not a Hamish.
Yeah, exactly. He definitely does look like a Thomas. You know? But yeah, you know, one thing I always do talk about is having a photo of yourself. And it's really important, though, that you stand out when it really comes to anything, right? So one thing that I really talk to my clients about is, you know, yeah, I can get you on Google. Yeah, I can, you know, get calls coming in and whatnot. But if we want to really corner the market and really take you to that next level, the little details matter, right? And so let me explain what I mean by that. I just sent you a text real quick. Why don't you go ahead and click on that for me? I'm going to have you look at one of my clients. They're called Lewis Pest Control. And
okay, nothing came through.
What's that?
Nothing came through.
816-872-0578.
Okay, it looks like it just came through.
Perfect.
Okay.
Click on that. Scroll to where you see the name Lewis Pest Control, like their Google business profile.
Okay.
Let me know when you see it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So one thing I always talk about is how do you stand out? Well, one thing that we do for them is we push this photo of those guys standing next to their van. You see that photo which is next to their name?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's on their website. It's on their Google business profile. And then it's on Hamish, their Facebook ads that we run, right? And, you know, that's what I talk about in terms of standing out, okay? Right. Obviously, they have over 100 now, something, you know, five-star reviews, right? I think it was like, I think it's 102 now. What is it at now? What do you see it as? 102?
102. Yeah.
Yeah.
102.
So good. Yeah. So they've been with me a year, right? They started with 2 5-star reviews. Now they're at over 102. Okay. So they've gotten over 100 five-star reviews in the last year. Great. You know, definitely using the tools that like they're supposed to be, right? And that's really obviously important, you know, in terms of like actually, you know, standing out amongst the crowd. As you know, roofing is very competitive, extremely competitive, right? Everybody right now is starting a roofing company. I got an electrician right now that just started a roofing company, right? And it's like extremely, extremely competitive right now. So, you know, we got to obviously help you stand out. Otherwise, you know, people are going to call the guys that are standing out, right? So that's part of what I always try to talk to Hamish, right, you know, about in terms of like, you know, that aspect of it, okay? So first thing is this. We – go on.
No, I was just clearing my throat.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, I thought you were going to ask me something. So first thing is, we focus on all the keywords that relate to your business. So anything like roofing, we want to make sure that you show up, right? Asphalt, you know, shingle, right? Roof repair, all those keywords, right? We want to make sure that you're showing up in that area, right? And that you're getting the calls. Now your business, you're out of Raymore, is that right?
That's where my office is located, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So good news is with our basic package, you do have a 25-mile bleed out from that Raymore location, Okay. So you'll show up in the 25 mile radius. Okay. Now there's ways to expand that. I'm going to go into that in a second. Now let's say somebody types in roofing company near me and they live near Raymore, right? They see you on the first page of Google, but they don't call you. Okay. Well, how do we get back in front of them? How do we get them to call you? Right. So what we'll do is we will actually run another ad on Facebook for that person that typed in a keyword that relates to your business in your area. It's called a retargeting ad. Okay. And what that does is that will come from Roof King, right? And it will entice them to want to call you from Facebook as well. So we'll connect Facebook and Google together. So where they'll see that ad. Okay. So we don't spend a lot of money on that, but we spend enough, Hamish, right, to generate phone calls and generate business and results from that as well. Okay. Third way that I help businesses grow is we have a pay-per-lead program with Google. Okay. Now, it does take a little bit of time to get set up. It's not an overnight deal, right? Google does a full extensive look at you. Okay. Cause why? They put you at the very tippy top of Google on that platform. Okay. But those leads are the money leads. And what do I mean by that? Well, those are the leads that will take your business to that next level, right? In terms of jobs, and all my roofers love those leads. Okay. But it does take time, Hamish, to get set up. It's a 2-month project. Because Google's got to do a background check, make sure you don't have any felonies over the last 7 years now, right? They got to make sure that you have the general liability insurance, right? The full vetting thing, okay?
Right.
But those leads are meant to add the extra fuel on the fire and, like, take your business, like I said, to the next level than my basic package, okay? Now, the cool thing about those leads is – you get to decide whether you want to pay for them or not, okay? And what do I mean by that? Well, they come in the form of a phone call, right? You get to talk to that person first, ask them a million questions, and if during that call you're like, eh, I don't like that lead, you don't have to pay for it. You can simply turn it down, okay? So it's not a pay-per-call. It's a pay-per-qualified lead, which is very, very good platform. That's why I love those leads. In fact, I actually have a guy that spends $40,000 a month just on those leads alone. So they are amazing leads, but it does take time, Hamish, to get that set up. Okay? It's not like
let me interrupt you for a second here. Okay. So yeah. A couple of things I was telling the previous lady, I forgot her name already, who had called.
Yeah, Tara.
She,
yeah, no worries.
Tara. Yeah, that's right. My bad. So, mm-hmm.
No problem.
By the way, appreciate you remembering my name and pronouncing it correctly. So a lot of people don't do that. So I want to give you some credit for that. But either way, look, at the end of the day, I have worked for multitude of companies, which is why I decided to strip out on my own. There's been a myriad of experiences I've had when it comes to lead gen. You know, most of it obviously is door knocking in the roofing space. A lot of it is Google. A lot of it is radio ads, so on and so forth, right? So I'm pretty familiar with how all of this works. The most recent company that I was working with, they hired a company called King Contractors, and they were the ones who went through the leads, sized them through the leads, and determined which ones were, legitimate and not. Now I didn't know how that process worked, but I do have a question out of curiosity. You're saying that I choose to pay for which lead. How does Google know if I am satisfied with that lead or not?
They're listening to the call with an AI robot.
I got you. Okay. So they would know, I suppose. Okay. So the other thing, which is really scary, by the way, to know that if I call someone through Google, that they're listening to that call. I never knew that. So appreciate that information.
Well, only on those paper leads, not on just a regular phone call. Only on that platform they're listening to that call. Okay.
Right, but they have to hit
segments of Google. So there's the business segment of Google, like, which is also on the first page, which is the map section. And there's the very tippy top, which is this paid sponsored ads, right? Those paid sponsored ads, Google is definitely listening to each and every one of those
for
calls.
Sure. So if I were to call, let's say that I just look at the phone number and then I just dial it up on my phone. That one is not listened to, right? And this is more just my curiosity at this point. So I don't have my fucking voice recorded every time I'm calling somebody. But either way, So look, what it's really going to boil down to, man, because I've got a marketing budget. I've exhausted a lot of that budget already. Like I just recently signed up, you know, for like Angie's List leads as well, which aren't the best quality, but they're fairly cheaper. I know that Google leads for roofing specifically are incredibly expensive. I know that because we've done this with King Contractor. I want to say they're about $500 a pop. Now that could, that number might be not be accurate, but.
No.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
so
I mean,
really
yeah,
what
I
this
mean,
is.
Of course, if you like are with the wrong firm, right? But, you know.
Sure.
I mean, there's the reason why I have, you know, 1300 clients throughout the entire United States, Hamish. So, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure you do a great job, but this, what this is going to boil down to for me. Is strictly going to be the money.
It's cost, of course. So,
so
let's talk
so
about
let's just,
my ideal package includes all three. Okay. Includes you being on the first page of Google, $100 in retargeting ads, and then eventually us being able to get those paper leads rolling in a few months later. Okay. That's my ideal package. That runs $549 your first month, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. Okay. The reason why the first month's a little more is I got to pay for your background check. I got to get that all taken care of for the paper leads. Okay. The only additional cost to your $299 monthly package, okay, is the paper lead cost. How many paper leads you take in addition to your $299. Cool thing is you can turn those on and off at any time. That's what my roofers do. They take two leads, then they turn it off. They work those two leads really aggressively. And then when they're ready to take two more, they'll take two more, right? And they kind of do it like that to get their sea legs. Now, those paper leads run $71 for a qualified lead.
Okay. Way cheaper than I thought. Okay.
Now, the only downside here is here's the catch. Okay. You're like, okay, well, what's the catch? Okay. You do have to prepay for 13 of those leads when the time comes. So let's fast forward. It's like May, right? And you're already now pre-approved. It's ready to go, right? At that point, my team will sit down with you and be like, okay, Hamish, we got to prepay those 13 leads for the paper leads, okay? The $923 transaction at that time, okay? But the cool thing is you can start drawing from those as quickly or as aggressively as you can, right? When you do exhaust all 13 of the leads, it'll auto reload at 13 leads at a pop. That's how that works. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So you, you basically, you have to 13 lead it kind of thing. And it's how it's set up. So, and that's why you're able to get that $71 cost per lead, right? Pricing with Google. And the cool thing is, like I said, you're only paying for qualified leads. So they won't take from the 13 unless it's a true qualified lead, right? And you have the ability to receive or reject that lead. So the ideal package sets you up for both short-term and long-term success, okay? When it comes down to you actually, you know, getting both, you know, solid return on investment and getting yourself situated for when you do need those extra leads, you can pull from those, you know, having the paper leads as
well.
Right.
I got you. Okay. So you're telling me it's $549 a month for the first month and then $299 a month after that, not including any of the prepaid leads, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, look, that's a really good price. I'll just be honest with you. So I just have to run through some budgeting stuff, man. Like I said, if you had called me 2 weeks ago, I'd have probably said yes right away, to be honest. But
yeah.
I do have a lot of money going out per month right now for services very similar. Nothing on Google specifically, just because of the amount of time that it takes with Google. I needed something a little quicker as my business is brand new. And so I have, you know, basically kind of rejected this, but I've also heard a little bit higher pricing than what you're offering as well. So just want to make it clear
I'm
on kind of where I'm at. Right,
I'm trying to get you the best price possible. In fact, here, let me just show you. Because, you know, like I said, Tara sent me a message, hey, look, he's paying this, get him the best price possible, right? So I am giving you, like, a really, really good deal when it comes to, you know, our package here, right? Because normally it's definitely more money, right? Normally, like, my guys are spending a lot more money to get it running here, and I'll send you our packages right now so you can click on it so you can see exactly, like, what normally our pricing is, and so you can take a look here.
Yeah, look, again, I have a pretty general idea because I've had a lot of these calls. So, I mean, I can verify, I mean, I can tell you now that I understand your pricing is, you know, better than what I've been hearing. What this really boils down to for me, man, is I've just got a new review. I wasn't anticipating this call, obviously, so I'm not, you know, I'm not prepared to make any decisions because it's going to really boil down to what my budget is. And because I literally am, I'm, at this point, I'm pre-revenue, okay? So, you know, obviously I have to determine when I think my revenue can initially come in. I've got some deals in the pipeline and so on and so forth. So, listen, I'm going to do a little bit of a review. You're more than welcome to send me an email kind of verifying some of the stuff that you sent, that you had said. That way I have something in front of me as I'm doing this, and I have no problem if you give me a call back in a couple of days after I get a chance to really dive into the numbers and see if I can. I mean, like, it doesn't sound like that much money, but, you know, it, if it's piling on, right, because I've got a lot of these monthly expenses.
Well, yeah,
you've got
to spend money
out.
To make money, and I completely understand you being a new business, and that's why I said I really, like, brought down. I mean, normally it's a $1,000 package, right? I'm really giving it to you, like, bare bottom, right? And
for sure, and Sarah made it clear that.
In your area, because there's a position available, right? I'll stop and I'll have Tara stop calling roofing guys in the area, right? So that to give you some time, because the last thing
Well, that's not necessary. Well, listen, hold on. That's not necessary because I don't want you guys putting your business on hold in case my answer is no. Okay, but I do appreciate
that.
Your
answer is no. I mean, I completely understand that too.
Right.
So,
well, and
theory is like, you know, if you are serious and you want to do something, you know, obviously I don't want us to fill it with somebody else either, right? Because that happens all the time.
For sure. And I appreciate that. I'm not saying it's no, because I haven't run my thing, right? Again, I wasn't anticipating this call today. So, but I will be anticipating if you want to give me a call back in a few days. So by all means, I would prefer a morning call as opposed to a later call, just because I will probably, it's a little chilly today in Kansas City, but I'll be in the field on Wednesday. So if you could give me a ring around like 11, 12 o'clock on Wednesday, I will have a decision by then.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, hopefully we can do something. And like I said, you know, the nice thing is, Hamish, that, you know, 93% of the time people go to Google over anywhere else to find a business. Right. So, you know, when somebody's looking for a specific thing, they Google it. Right. That's why Google's the biggest company in the world. They didn't get there by accident.
You know, I get
right?
all that. Right. Yeah.
They have the platform. So like Angie's and Yelp, they're just running ads on Google to redirect them to their website to fill out their information. So what we're talking about is getting you on the first page of Google, right? Trying to make it as affordable as possible for you. And then with that package, we're running $100 of retargeting ads on the Facebook platform to get those people to call you in case they don't call you from Google. And then eventually we can work towards doing those paper leads to really take your business really to that next level. So like I always say, we like to crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. So that's what this package will do for you.
No, for sure. And again, I understand everything you're saying. This is why I'm interested in the second call. So, respectfully, I'm going to take some time to make my decision. And, by all means, if you want to schedule a call back with me around noon central time on Wednesday, I'd be 100% open to taking that call.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. What's your email? And I'll send you a breakdown of everything too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's Hamish, H-A-M-E-S-H at roof-king.org.
Okay. So Hamish, H-A-M-E-S-H at roof-king.org, correct?
You got it. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send that. You'll see that from Matt. There is a Lewis just did a video for me and my team, and I'll include that in the email. And then I really want you to watch the Stingray Electric video too from my client. He spends like $40,000 a month with me, by the way. So, you know, if you really want to grow, like, I can definitely make this happen. I can outperform anything you're doing right now in terms of like marketing. And it's, I'm that confident.
I appreciate the confidence that goes a long way. But look, I'll look at some of your customer testimonials.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah, watch the customer testimonials. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, we've been doing this 22 years now. We're Google's biggest partner, by the way. Like, we are their biggest. We're almost a $3 billion company now. So owner owns this entire building. You know, like, we're getting it done. And we have all the big clients. Like, you know, you name it, we have them. I mean, like, you know, Extra Space Storage, the biggest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations. That's our client. We've done every single one of those, by the way. So I'll go ahead and send this, though, to you right now. You can take a look at it. And then you said noon on Wednesday works good for you, yeah?
Yeah, noon central on Wednesday should be perfect. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Well, hopefully we can do something, you know. Like I said, I know this will really help your business in terms of, you know, getting you that level, you know, and hopefully we can make it affordable for you at the same time. I'm trying. So,
yeah,
you know,
no, for sure. Like I said, man, the price is a great price. I mean, there's no denying that, but
yeah, I'm just trying to, and I also really I tried to drop it down because I didn't want to hit
no,
you with
for
the
sure. I get that.
Like so, here, like, you know,
I've hired some other companies to do something, not specifically on Google, but to do some of the stuff you're talking about with the redirect ads and all that stuff. So I'll have to talk to the people that I'm already working with to see exactly what they're doing and how much of this overlaps and things like that. So I've got a little bit of due diligence to do on my end. With that said, I look forward to your call on Wednesday. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, I can tell you this, though. Comfortably speaking, I've been doing this a long time now. No other company is able to do the Facebook ads the way we do it because we have proprietary technology where we are able to see who's typing in what onto Google, right? And then taking that and then mapping that person to Facebook and then connecting Facebook to their profile and then hitting them with that ad. Right. So there's nobody else that's got that type of technology. And we developed
and that all sounds wonderful, right? I'm sure that with all of the backing you guys have, $3 billion company, all that stuff, you don't have to convince me that is something that I need to do and that you're a company I need to use. As I said before, if you had called me 2 weeks ago, we would not be getting off the phone without exchanging credit card information. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
that's
totally
not the case. Right?
You didn't
You didn't call me 2 weeks ago, right?
Like
you called me now.
You can budget it, and I understand it all comes down to cost. You know, hopefully you can budget it. You know,
there's some other things too, right? Well, there's some other things. I mean, I've signed some contracts already as well, right? So unfortunately, like I said, if you had called me a couple weeks ago, this wouldn't be an issue. But because there might be some overlap,
you're running with
issues
right now.
Amongst some other things, yes. But yeah, I mean, I've got like a company already that's like optimizing some of my online presence and things like that. So there's no overlap with Angie, right? But there could be an overlap with some of the other things I'm paying for, which is just a waste of money if I'm paying two people to do the same job. Now, the only thing that I know for sure that I'm not paying for right now is those prepaid Google leads. So anyway, with that said, I am going to jump off the phone here. I look forward to your call on Wednesday. Okay? You have a great day.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Bye-bye.